We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It was win or go home for the Yankees, and it was go home. A lot of sad fans this morning.
Both Yankees and Astro fans held their collective breath in the ninth inning of Game 6. Down two runs and facing the Astros' closer, Yankee first baseman DJ LeMahieu hit a two-run home run to tie the game at four apiece, and then in the bottom of the ninth, with a runner on and facing the Yankees' star closer, up steps Astros second baseman Jose Altuve. The Astros will face the Washington Nationals in the World Series Game 1 in Houston Tuesday evening.
Two city police officers recovering from minor injuries after a crash in Brooklyn late yesterday. Police say the officers were heading out on a call when they got into a crash with another car just after 8 p.m. at Utica Avenue and Avenue L in the Flatlands neighborhood. The cruiser rolled over. The other driver also suffered minor injuries. That person had a suspended license. There's no word on any charges so far. A city EMT is said to be in bad shape after being bitten, beaten, and stomped by a suspect in the Bronx. The Daily News says a 20-year-old EMT was treating a drunken suspect on the way to Lincoln Medical Center when that man broke free from the belt restraint on the gurney, bit him on the shoulder, and knocked him down. The handcuffed suspect then stomped on the EMT as he lay on the ambulance floor. A police officer ultimately subdued the suspect, 32-year-old Thomas Wright, now charged with assault and other offenses. The EMT, who had just graduated from the academy, is in Lincoln Hospital with serious injuries and may have suffered permanent damage. He is the third EMS member to end up in the hospital while on duty in just 1 week. Nassau County officials reportedly looking into the idea of tapping into the city's upstate water supply because of rising concerns about contamination on the Long Island aquifer. Newsday is reporting that state lawmakers and local leaders are exploring a plan to purchase city water for western Nassau. That would be a major change for a region that's long relied on its own underground aquifers. But water districts are now looking at high costs for new treatment for emerging contaminants. The city water department says it has extra water to sell after years of conservation efforts. No formal conversations so far on the idea. A city health department report is raising more concerns about cancer rates on Staten Island. Department of Health says the combined rate for all cancers is 16% higher for the city, 3% higher than for the state, except for the city. The department says the only cancer that stood out as unusually high was thyroid cancer. Rates were some 67% higher than in the other four boroughs. It is the most common cancer among women aged 20 to 39 in the state and on Staten Island. City health officials say they worked with the Department of Environmental Conservation to review the data and come up with any reason the cancer rate might be higher, and they say they found no environmental factors to explain this. The state health department is now planning a meeting on its study of cancer rates in Staten Island later this month. Bernie's back and Queens has him. The 2020 campaign came to town yesterday as Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez offered her endorsement.
Thousands of people stood in line on Vernon Boulevard waiting to get into Queensbridge Park, and they all seem to be diehard Bernie Sanders fans, like Hayden Chuddy.
I'm a big believer in, you know, large taxes on the rich, more socialized programs, best of Medicare, no one should have to pay for college. I like Warren too, but I think Bernie goes a little further, so this is my neighborhood, I may as well come out and support.
And I couldn't find anyone who seemed to be really worried about Bernie Sanders' recent heart attack.
I think he looks pretty good. So I would take half of Bernie. I would take a sick Bernie compared to what we got going on now.
They love Bernie Sanders and they want to change the status quo. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Queens.
Two Westchester kids are still in the hospital after being hit by a car just before 8 o'clock Friday night in Hartsdale. They were crossing North Central Avenue when they were hit. The 28-year-old driver stayed on the scene. The 14-year-old is listed in critical but stable condition at Westchester Medical Center. The 11-year-old is stable. Greenberg police are urging anybody with info to call detectives at 914-989-1725. Police in Lawrence Township, New Jersey, are investigating a possible bias crime. The time was a Lawrence High School football game Friday night. The victim, a black 8th-grade girl. Social media posts say she was urinated by a boy who was also using the N-word. Mayor Christopher Bobbitt says in a Facebook post since that he's felt the sting of bigotry and such words in action have no home in Lawrence Township. He's awaiting sentencing for a series of bank robberies, and now he's accused of robbing a bunch more banks. 32-year-old Helan Spencer arrested Friday soon after police say he passed a note to a teller at a bank on 21st Street demanding all the big bills. He got away with $500. Police say he was caught soon after and confessed to that heist and others. The Daily News says he went into heroin withdrawal after his arrest and was taken to Bellevue. There's no word on how these arrests will affect his sentence. Remembering a family tragically lost, part of a street in the Fordham section of the Bronx yesterday renamed for Audie Trinidad, a Navy veteran who died with his four daughters in a July 2018 crash in Delaware. Fellow letter carrier Edgar Rodriguez told CBS 2 News.
A family man and dedicated to his beautiful four daughters. And if you asked him for anything, he was always there and never said no to anybody.
The only survivor of the family was Trinidad's widow, is still recovering from the crash.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.